Hello.
Yes, hello, Mr. Dion. This is Michael.
Yes, hi, Michael. How's it going?
Everything is good, sir. How about you?
That's going great.
Okay, you
want I've got a couple other questions. So, I know where we left off. That the suggestion to make that I do qualify to have the original Wikipedia page, but to get to that next tier, sort of as I understand it, of like notability, that I would have to do these other things to have some bigger presence. Is that a fair understanding?
Yeah, in short, yes. Obviously, sir, we did look at all the references and your online existence. We evaluated
right.
the profile, and we sent out a copy to the Wikipedia community that we work with. So they looked
okay.
at your profile. They said that you are eligible to get the page due to your, comprehensive career as a, singer, songwriter, psychotherapist,
yep.
and author. So obviously you have a lot of information there online about you. But as per the notability guidelines, you just need to create additional resources that are published recently in order to get you the notability check. And we
yeah.
give the best options, like the minimum that you can go ahead with and get these
right.
things created and get the
page. Yeah. yeah, so tell me about the notability verification or something. Like, why do I care about that, or why is that a big deal? As long as I have the Wikipedia page up, why is that part
important? To get the page. Eligibility that you already have. That's why we are
right.
on your profile. The second one is notability.
Yeah.
When I say notability, it's about your online references, how many
right.
applications you have, or what kind of
yes.
information you have online. So if
yep.
you remember, I sent you a document that was
yes.
sent to you on the 26th of September. That
mm-hmm.
was the assessment report of your online existence. More
yes,
like
I remember
a notability report. So we looked into
yeah, yeah.
every resource out there. Most of them were, sir, press releases, blogs, self-published sources, but some of them weren't, notable in order to get the information added onto your content for the profile. And
yeah.
And besides that, there's no issue. You just need to create minimum, like, 5 additional resources, and you're there, sir. Once you get this...
Here's what I'm not totally understanding, Michael. Like, what happens... if I choose not to do the articles and I just don't do the notability part,
try to submit the information that we have currently, right, with all the information, the draft that we have shared with you. If we try to submit that the way it is, there is a chance that the profile will get live and, deleted after maybe an hour, maybe within a week. But obviously that's what we're trying to save you from. Like, if we submit this right now, it had a chance of getting rejected as well. We actually
help me understand that, because it sounds like if I'm eligible to have the page, if I qualify, why would it get rejected? Why does it have to be notable to not get rejected?
Yes, sir, as I told you, there are two aspects of getting the page up. Notability is the second.
Oh, okay. Like,
so you're making sure, because we don't want to get you a page that goes live and then get deleted. So obviously then we try to resubmit it,
yeah.
the information will appear the way I'm telling you right now, that you need to create more articles. So we are saving
yeah, yeah.
time, and obviously for future resubmissions, it would be a hassle, because if we try to submit it, get it live, then get deleted, then obviously we have to project the whole information once again to the Wikipedia community. So
yeah,
obviously
right.
that is not a good, you can say, phase coming for the profile itself.
Yeah, sure, yeah. What does it look like if I do decide to go forward and get some of those articles written? What happens next?
Well, if we go ahead and create the required articles, obviously I will send you a brief form that you need to fill out, that will be shared with the PR agency, because this is not done in-house. We'll be reaching out to the
yeah.
PR agencies to create this. They
right.
will share the content of the articles, the drafts, that will be shared with you for your review. Like, once you give us the approval, if you want any changes, revisions on the content of the articles, we can get it revised. And once you give us the approval, we will go ahead and publish it on the assigned publication that is deemed worthy by the Wikipedia. And once that 5 articles are published, I will send you a copy of your revised draft with the new article submitted onto it, and just to give you a final review of the profile. And once that is done from your end, like given the green signal, we will submit the page and get it live on Wikipedia.
Okay.
Simple like that.
So I don't necessarily get interviewed, but I write up the copy or fill out the interview questions.
We will share the content with you. We will not publish anything without your consent, sir. We want to make
sure. No, I understand that.
Whatever the information is out there, you are aware of that information.
Yeah,
what's been published about you.
Tell me this, Michael. What if I want to do this but do it over a couple of months or try to tie it in with, like, the new release of some music or something so that that's what I can get the article.
The story can be built up, right? If you say you want to create, like, you're launching something right now, a new song or something like that, we will integrate that story onto the article. And obviously, we will not be publishing every article in one day. They will be published on different timestamps.
What's a typical? Would it happen over a couple of weeks or months?
Like, for example, if you ask me, how long this the whole process will take? We want to make sure that Wikipedia sees this article as independent publications. We won't be mentioning that these are paid resources. So obviously, they will be published on different time periods. For example, one article in a week. Or within 10 days.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So I would say so. Obviously, 5 are required minimum. And, like, so let's go ahead and start the process then.
Right. No, I would imagine you're ready to get going. I appreciate the phone call today. You've answered some of my good questions. So it's all about the money, largely, for me. I mean, the rest of it sounds like something that I probably want to do. I need to figure out either when I want to put that budget together.
So what's, like, the budget in your mind? Because I told you, like, I'm getting you these 5 mid-tier sources for $1,500.
Yeah, right. I mean, honestly, more than 1,000 would need to push it off quite a while.
Go ahead, start the process. You can pay 1,000 right now. And once you have the 500, like in a couple of days or within, you can say a fortnight, you can send over the remaining payment.
Yeah. Let me, I'm going to leave it there for now, Michael. Thank you. I'm going to reach back out, though. I know we're not done talking to each other. You've got my email. I definitely don't need a follow-up email from you every day just telling me that you're waiting for my response. I'll reach out to you when I'm ready. But I appreciate this, and I'm excited about it. I think it's something that I'm likely to do. I just kind of need to put it together a little more. So I appreciate it, man. Thank
you.
You answered my question.
By the way, sir, like we can start the process. You can start with 1,000.
Sure. Yep. I hear that. I understand. I get that that's the offer on the table.
I will send
you
this in writing.
Thank you very much.
Sure. And thank you for your time, by the way.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.